Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So to a banking story now, we've heard about some knowing something about an investment in advance and trading on that information to make money for yourself, insider trading. But what about knowing something in advance about an investment and not telling a client about it? Well, there's a class action lawsuit against J.P. Morgan that could change the way big banks do business. Emails have been released that show executives at J.P. Morgan knew an investment was about to go bad and didn't tell investors. One of the plaintiffs in that class action suit is the union AFTRA. Which I am a member. Celeste is a member. A lot of people on the program, you know, a lot of people in broadcast are members of AFTRA. But first of all, Louise Story of the New York Times joins us to explain the issue after that bit of disclosure. Not telling a client about an investment that's about to go bad. How is that different from, say, the insider trading that we talk about a lot?
Well, you know, this is a complex issue, and this is why banks are watching this case so carefully. J.P. Morgan, one of their main defenses in this lawsuit is they say, one part of the bank knew one thing, another part of the bank knew the other thing, and because of Chinese walls rules that we have, we couldn't share the information. So they say that they couldn't share it. Now, on the other hand, the plaintiffs, the pensions like AFTRA's pension.
AFTRA's pension, other sort of pension funds.
And there's pensions for New York City. There's pensions actually across the entire country who lost money investing in this thing, which was called Sigma. It was a complex vehicle. But what they say is, well, these new documents show that the knowledge of the trouble about this investment went all the way to the top of the bank, all the way to Jamie Dimon, the CEO of the bank. And they say, so those players were above the Chinese wall and they had a duty also to these pension clients. They also say, you know, that the way this one part of the bank knew that Sigma was in trouble was based on public information and that those Chinese walls rules only apply to non-public stuff. So they say that it should have been shared.
So this is a little bit like, say, a malpractice suit against a doctor or maybe a bad legal representation suit against a lawyer. It's sort of professional grade investment advice wasn't really followed here, and that constitutes some form of negligence.
That is at the heart of this case, but the case has another twist because the pension funds aren't just saying J.P. Morgan failed them. They're also, in all these documents, they paint a picture of J.P. Morgan actually going out over a year before the investment vehicle collapsed and trying to make money off of it itself. And so they have all these emails in here, and what the suit says these emails show is it shows people at J.P. Morgan looking at these investment vehicles and saying they are going to fail. They've got a lot of really high grade assets. If we can grab those assets, we'll make money. There's emails.
So they were trading as though they knew it was going to fall.
That's the way these documents look and the way that the suit paints them. You know, J.P. Morgan says these are taken out of context. But
quickly, before we go, we don't have a whole lot of time here. Is it possible to defend J.P. Morgan by saying, hey, look, we didn't tell you because we were trying to keep this investment solid. If we'd kept it going, it would have worked out well for everybody. We were acting in your interest.
J.P. Morgan is saying that now, that by lending money to this vehicle, it could have helped it for the note holders. However, in a number of these documents, they've got top J.P. Morgan executives saying it's unlikely this thing survives. This is a big money making opportunity for us. You know, those assets are good things for us to get. So the documents seem to paint a different picture, at least the ones that are in the suit.
And if this does go against J.P. Morgan, it really could cause a lot of banks to take a look at,
would raise a lot of duties to their clients, increase the duties.
Indeed. Louise Story, New York Times, Wall Street and Finance reporter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.